From the far reaches of the imagination, where space and time collide into the uncertain threads of the future, there are tales of wonder in the unknown. Welcome to Dreamscape. StageStruck Audio Theater brings you Dreamscape, the show that explores the darker shadows of the future that could be. This episode, Burnt.
I got the call from Lieutenant Commander Greenwich at 2 in the morning. It didn't matter. I was awake. I don't sleep much these days. No one does. Not in New Chicago, anyway. Greenwich wanted a contract with me to find the killer of one Dr. Victor Luenzo. Luenzo was some governmental research scientist that operated with huge funds from the Federation of States. What he was working on, Greenwich didn't know. I got around, took another no-sleep tablet, and took my hover cruiser to the scene of the crime. Luenzo was working out of the Cable Tech building that was built in 2178. Big building. It housed state-funded research facilities. Luenzo's unit was on the 89th floor of the facility. I took a turbo lift and started my investigation.
Deacon.
Commander.
Luenzo's over at his desk.
Anything touched?
Nothing. I've got the contract here if you want to scan it.
Standard?
It is. Same as all the others.
Then I don't need to scan it. I trust you.
Before you start, I need your authorization.
Retinal or thumbprint?
Both, actually.
You're kidding.
New rigs down from headquarters.
Fine.
Now.
All right. When's the time of death?
We think just before midnight.
Coroner.
Not here yet.
You're joking.
It's been a busy night. 4 corpses turned up downtown. So he's down there right now, and we've got a gangland hit near the river.
Nice town we live in.
I wish I could agree with you on that, Deacon.
What was he working on?
Classified.
Come on. You and I have a contract now, Commander.
No, that's just it. It's classified from us as well.
We need to find that out, don't you think?
It doesn't matter what I think. We've already sent feelers out to the Cable Tech Board of Directors, and the answer is a flat-out no.
Shot?
Yes, take a look.
Dr. Luenzo had taken a blast from a splatter gun. That's what they call them on the streets, anyway. A simple device. It's powered by a magnetic contact strip. When the two strips make contact, it propels, magnetically, hundreds of pieces of metal shrapnel. Luenzo had almost been torn in half by the shot. Most of his desk, research materials, and computer had also been ripped apart by the shot. I turned him over and looked at his face. Something close to awe or bewilderment had been frozen on his face. This wasn't just a murder. This was pure hate that had driven this killing.
I hate these splatter guns.
Technology.
We stopped a shipment, and then another pops up somewhere else.
It's called progress.
I sense some sarcasm.
Good. Who saw the killer enter the building?
No records.
Wait a minute. I had to go through 3 checkpoints.
That's just it. That's why I called you in. This is a classic locked room case.
No visual recordings?
None.
Other entrances?
Plenty. No computer tampering and still no records of an entrance.
A hovercraft of some kind.
This building has a very powerful central computer that operates everything. Water, waste, power, and security. Anything gets close to it, an alert goes off and internal security is notified. A big bird flies too close and they know it.
What about the roof?
Same thing.
Did someone come in with Luenzo?
No, he checked in at 10:30. The alarm went off after 11 when the computer was destroyed by the shot. Security was up here after that, and there was no sign of entry or exit by anyone or anything.
No artificial life form.
Robot, you mean? No, not that either.
Then that only leaves one conclusion.
What's that?
Inside job.
Could be.
Now I know why you called me in on this. Contract me out just in case it is, and the heat comes back on it. Count me out.
I've already got you authorized. It's legal.
Make it unlegal. Cable Tech is like dealing with the state, you know that.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an inside job.
That's the only logical conclusion. So if I find out it is an inside thing, my head goes to the chopping block for being the bearer of bad news.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily. I don't like the setup.
You didn't have to come down here, you know.
I like to eat too much.
And there you go.
What's that up there on the ceiling, anyways?
What?
That right there. Some sort of scorch mark.
Backlash from the splatter gun, I suspect?
No, it isn't. Those things don't do that.
One of Luenzo's failed experiments.
Why don't you get an analysis team and let's find out, shall we?
Since when do you go giving out orders around here?
I'm under contract, remember?
Oh, right. I'll get a team on it.
10 years ago, crime got so bad in the city that the police had to start hiring outside help. Former police, military, and other investigators got put on 24-hour call just in case things heated up too much in town. And they always did. I was former military. I spent my 5 years doing duty in the Balkan state over in what used to be Europe. I patrolled my perimeters, made my reports, and shot deserters just like I was supposed to. Came back home and got put on Chicago's list of contract labor, as they called it. So when Greenwich needed an outside investigator, I got the call and went under contract. And got paid very well. 3 of these jobs a year and I could live in relative comfort. I took my cruiser to my office to plan my next step in the investigation. Well, glory be, I have a secretary this morning.
And good morning to you too.
It's 5 in the morning, Laura. What are you doing here?
I don't leave here, remember?
You're never here, remember?
Is this quick repartee going to continue, or do I put up my shingles somewhere else?
No one would have you.
Think again, sweetheart.
What are you doing here, really?
I don't sleep too well these days.
Who does?
It's too hot.
The summers are horrible anymore in Chicago.
I've been thinking of going to see my sister in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
She says that New Toronto is great this time of year.
You ought to.
I'd feel guilty.
About what?
What do you mean about what? Someone has to look after you.
I take care of myself just fine.
Oh, yeah, right. Who had to take you to the city infirmary last month because you got shot up right here in your own office?
Laura, that was last month.
And who conked that woman on the head a couple months ago when she had that blaster pointed at your ugly face?
Ancient history.
Which is what you would be if I weren't around.
All right, you win. Don't go to Canada. Stay around and be miserable.
What case are we on now?
We. The usual.
Should I book your room at the infirmary now, or do you think it can wait?
Laura, you are the most...
What?
Forget it. I need peace and quiet.
Oh, that reminds me. Mojo buzzed.
Well, then I can forget the peace and quiet. You're the one who wanted to meet.
Yeah, but who said I like to?
Forget it, Mojo, if you don't have anything.
It's a matter of payment.
Put it on my tab.
You've charged so much, your tab is shut down. I'm thinking about calling a bounty hunter.
Do you know what he was working on?
Rumor only.
And?
It's gossip. What can you do with gossip?
Continue this investigation.
I'm listening.
3% of anything they give me.
3?
It just went down to 2.
I'll take the 3. Man, you're getting angry in your old age.
It comes from dealing with street runners like you.
Hey, don't say that too loud. I have a legit reputation to uphold on this side of the city.
Ugh, it won't last.
Be that as it may.
What was he working on?
New technology.
Well, there's a news flash. You get 0%.
Let me finish. Something about a transportation system for the city. For the rest of the Federation.
That's it.
It was called the next big thing.
By who?
Colleagues of his, the company.
Any specifics?
Only that it would change the world.
Was he in it alone?
Are they ever? 3 others involved.
The names.
3%?
I said 3, didn't I?
So we need to make a contract?
Mojo.
All right, fine.
Mojo was in the military with me overseas. When he came back, he went underground and established himself as a gunrunner, informant, and... among other things. Other things I didn't like to know about. He had an uncanny sense of finding out what I needed to know. That's why I still used him from time to time. I scanned the name of scientist. I contracted Greenwich and found out one of them had drowned the week before in the river, down by an old power plant. One had left the city a year ago. The other one they still hadn't found yet. There was still no word from the analysis team on the burnt spot on the ceiling. Greenwich and I decided to meet to compare notes.
Why did you want to meet here? It's always windy.
I like it here. It helps me think.
It used to be a nice place here down by the river.
There used to be a lot of nice places here in the city.
Yeah.
No use reminiscing. Any news from Cable Tech Security?
Only what I told you the other night. They're baffled just like we are.
Are they willing to let us know what Lorenzo was working on?
What do you think?
I have somewhat of a lead on it.
How?
Don't ask.
Your buddy Mojo.
Could be. Some sort of transportation device is all I knew about it.
You better be careful how you tread on this, Deacon.
What are the feds hiding?
their secrets. And I say let them. Let's just find out who did it and move on.
That's just it. I'm beginning to think that the project he was working on is tied up into this somehow.
Work around it.
That's easy to say.
They won't budge, you know that.
What was that?
What?
Something across the river. I'm not sure.
You're jumpy.
Am I? Get down!
Where is he?
Not a clue. Quit firing a minute!
There he is!
Grinch, save the power in your pistol!
What was that?
Get down!
No, he isn't. Just leave me the information. Thank you. You look worse for wear.
I am.
What happened?
I got shot at.
Are you all right? Let me look.
I'm fine, Laura.
Who did you make mad now?
Not a clue. Well, that's not exactly true. I do have a clue, but I still don't know.
Net News said that the Commander Greenwich was shot.
I know. I was with him when it happened.
They didn't say if he'd be all right or not?
He might. I don't know.
Will he...
He'll live, if that's what you're asking. He got his leg blown off, but he'll live.
Deacon, what happened?
If you don't mind, Laura, I'd like to be left alone in my office for a while. And the splatter gun shot hit Greenwich above the knee. He immediately went into shock, but kept firing. The perp disappeared into the woods after he hit him. Reinforcements got there soon after and took him into the infirmary downtown. I tried to track whoever did it, but no luck. But again, I found the same strange burnt mark on a tree in the woods. I called the lab boys and put pressure, but they still hadn't completed the analysis. I told them about the tree and they sent a team. I was beginning to hate the city. I decided 2 months without a drink was too long and poured myself one.
Well, well, well. Throwing a party and not inviting me? I'm hurt.
I tried to stop him.
It's all right. He can come in.
But...
You see, Laura, not a problem. Just like I said.
If you say so, Mojo.
I do. Hey, don't look so sad. I'll be finished here soon, and then you and I will go eat something.
I'd rather eat a...
Laura.
What?
Our manners.
I don't have any. Not when it comes to the likes
of... Now, your cheeks get puffy when you do that.
Do what?
Get mad. How about a kiss?
How about I...
Laura.
What? Okay, fine.
I like her.
Huh. She doesn't like you.
I grow on people.
Like a fungus.
Oh, now that one was too obvious.
I couldn't resist the setup.
How about a drink for me?
Help yourself.
Heard about your pal.
Yeah.
I suppose any hop-along jokes wouldn't be appreciated?
What do you think? What have you got?
Two things. One, I have a better line on what Luenza was up to at Cable Tech.
And two?
Two. I know where one of the missing scientists is hiding out.
Mojo wouldn't take no for an answer, so I let him tag along with me. Dr. Jack Nilsson had left Cable Tech a few weeks ago and hadn't returned. Word was he was still in town. Mojo found a clue or two and I located him in an abandoned building on the outskirts of downtown. Mojo didn't make contact, but he knew he was there.
How was I supposed to know?
He's dead, Mojo.
I can see that. Is that what a splatter gun does to people?
Obviously.
Wow. How much are they again?
Mojo, I'm not in the mood.
You think I am? You need to call in the police on this.
I did. They should be here any minute now.
You did? Why didn't you tell me? I can't be seen here with the police on the way. Give me some heads up, will you?
Get out of here.
What's it look like I'm doing? Don't call me. I won't be around.
And he was gone. Nilsson had been gunned down just like Luenzo. The killer was on the move. And again, another burnt spot on the ceiling. What was with that? The police arrived and the chaos began. They found nothing. Again. The analysis team took samples. Again. They still had no answers. There was one more name left on the list. A Dr. Archibald Rigel. I decided to go see Greenwich.
Don't look so down, Deacon. It's my leg.
I'm trying to say something witty, helpful, or sympathetic, but nothing's coming. I'm sorry.
No one's fault.
Not true. He's still out there.
I think we're going to have to cancel your contract.
Say what?
You're off the case.
What happened?
Nothing.
Feds?
No.
You don't lie very well. Cable Tech flexed, didn't they? It's Rygold, isn't it?
He's the last one on the list, isn't he?
He's the one who left town a year ago.
He's back, I suppose. That's what they think, anyway. We'll pay half of the contract.
I don't care about the contract! I care about catching the killer.
It's out of our hands now. They will not take kindly to you interfering.
What about the analysis of those burnt places at the scenes of the crime?
What about them?
What were they?
Don't ask me.
What were they?
The reason for us not being involved anymore.
Some sort of transportation experiment.
No, not that. Not that at all. Not exactly.
What exactly?
Deacon.
You're going to tell me.
Teleportation.
You're joking.
Cable Tech's been working on it for quite some time.
It's illegal.
Officially it is. The lead chair at the Federation is about to push for a release on the band.
You mean teleportation as in zap from one place to another?
That's what I mean. Can you imagine? There would be no further use for public transit. Hover cruisers, it would literally change the world.
Someone's already perfected it.
What makes you say that?
The burnt places. That explains the locked room with Luenzo. The killer teleported, killed him, and teleported out.
I wouldn't say perfected it.
Why not?
The burnt places are DNA residue.
He fried himself on re-entry?
Part of himself. That's what our lab boys say, anyway. Whatever teleportation device he's using, it's slowly killing him. He's destroying a bit of his cell structure every time he teleports.
Then why do it?
Hatred is a very powerful thing.
Rygold.
The lab boys aren't 100% on that because the DNA was so badly damaged, but yeah. The strands they were able to piece together point to Rygold.
How big of a power system would he have to have?
Don't bother. You're out of it.
How big?
Very.
Thanks. Take care of yourself.
If the Feds suspect you're tampering with their investigation, you will go down.
I'm aware of that.
I won't be able to bail you out.
I'm aware of that too. And to think, I was really excited when you first called on this thing, Greenwich.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I took my cruiser home and packed a bag, grabbed a drink, another laser pistol, and shut the place down. I contacted the landlord and paid up for 6 months. I sent an encrypted message to Mojo to lie low or get out of town. I knew where Rygold would be, but I had to make one more stop on the way.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Shut the place up for a while. Go to Canada.
You never take a vacation, and you don't like my sister.
But you said New Toronto is nice this time of year.
Deacon, what's going on?
Just what I said. Let's you and me get out of town for a while.
Together?
Together.
You mean that?
Very much so. Yes.
Deacon, I don't know what to say.
There's not much time. Get your cruiser fueled up and pack a bag.
Oh, now I get it. You're in trouble.
I could be. Very soon.
So leaving town is just a
I said together, Laura. I meant that.
How bad a trouble?
Fed kind of trouble.
Great.
You don't have to come if you don't want to.
And leave you alone with my sister? Not on your life.
Good.
Deacon!
You don't have to say it. Just be ready to go. I'd be lucky to beat the feds to Rygold. I don't know what I was trying to do. Justice would sound too trite. It just seemed like the thing to do. No heroics, no trying to be a martyr, no trying to fall on my own sword for some cause. It just seemed the right thing to do. The obvious places to look for Rygold would be the city's Solaris power grid or the old electric generator plant. I was hoping the state boys would go down that trail, but one thing kept sticking out in my mind. One of the scientists had been drowned at the river, down by the old Chicago power plant grid. One of the scientists had been on the right track in finding Rygold. They lost their life in the process. I pushed the cruiser to high velocity and sped across town. The plant was up and running and had a security system code at the front gate. I bypassed it. The shots came right after. The only cover was one of the towers. I made it just as he started firing that splatter gun of his. Rygold! It won't be long before you've attracted some attention here.
Not before taking you out.
The feds know.
So what? I did what I set out to do.
I stayed silent for some time. I took a chance and looked, but couldn't see him anywhere. And just as I figured out why, it almost became too late.
I'm tired of this.
Teleported right in front of me. Just as he raised the splatter gun, I rolled in under the base of the tower. I hit the wall and fell down a flight of steps. I laid there a minute, making sure I hadn't broken anything. What glimpse I got of Rygold as he teleported in front of me told me what shape he was in. His cell structure was breaking down. He didn't have much of a face left, and his body looked like it had been burnt in a fire. I was just about to move when the air in front of me began to crackle.
I'll find you wherever you go. I'll find you!
Luckily, I had grabbed the railing below me and swung over onto the steps. I didn't dare look back. I just ran. I got a better look at Rygold this time. He had a metallic pack strapped to his back and chest. I assumed it was the relay device for his teleporter. I took note of his entry this time. Whenever he was about to materialize, the air started to spark and crackle. I could at least be able to get out of the way next time. I knew that I had hit him, but I didn't know where. I had to assume he was still after me. There was one way to make sure I ended this. Find the power source.
I will find you! I almost had you at the river! This isn't your affair!
You can't go around killing people, Rygold!
Oh, really? This whole thing was my idea!
Let me guess. The classic scientist with great idea gets cut out of the program so he goes mad and kills everyone ploy. Is that it?
Don't patronize this. This is the future.
Not for you! You know it as well as I do. And the feds, probably. You don't have long to live. Something isn't working right with your teleporter.
It's the DNA lock. The configuration is too complicated. I needed Lorenzo to make the corrections.
And he refused, so you killed him.
They knew I'd be hunting them. That's why Milson was hiding out.
And the one you drowned?
Put it together. They all had to die. The concept was mine. Teleportation is the next step in humanity's advancements.
Apparently not.
It is! We stand on the brink of a new tomorrow!
Hey, if this is going to be some lame-brained attempt to justify yourself, forget it!
Where are you? You might as well come out.
Oh, right. Why didn't I think of that?
I'll find you!
The air began to spark in front of me, so I ran as hard as I could. The humming sound was coming from straight ahead. Rygold yelled something behind me, but I kept running. Around the corner, I found his source of power from the old plant. He had a makeshift control panel patched up into the system. He teleported again and the panel lit up in front of me. I punched the keyboard and it responded. I could control his remote teleportation from here.
Get away from there!
You don't dare shoot at me. You take out everything here. Your work.
The work of a lifetime. Just step away from there!
No.
Please!
You look horrible.
My cell structure is coming apart.
It's over.
No! It isn't. Back away from there.
You won't shoot.
I will if it means getting rid of you.
He raised the splatter gun. The look on his decimated face told me he just might do it. I had no time to think about what to do next. I punched in a code into the system and waited.
What are you doing?
Making sure your teleportation days are over.
No!
I had reversed the system upon itself. His atoms were blown across the room. I heard sirens outside the power plant and assumed it was the state authorities. I ran for an exit and made my way to the river. I just hope I could swim.
They may follow us.
No way. Not into Canada.
They could.
Don't worry about it.
Will we be able to come back?
Maybe. Someday.
What are we going to do?
Well, now, someone I know said that New Toronto was a great place this time of year. Right? As Laura closed her eyes and went to sleep, I pondered her question. What were we going to do? By now, Greenwich would have been interrogated and the state officials would be searching for me. Four lives had been lost. How many more would be offered up on the altar of technology as a sacrifice? I didn't have time to wander over philosophical questions. I hit high velocity and headed north across the border into Canada.
You've been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Dreamscape, Burnt. In the cast, as Deacon Kyle Dilley, Laura Caitlin Gear, Greenwich and Rygold, Robert Thomas, and Mojo, Brett Jones. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.